This is Radio Nepal. I am Sonika Lamisane with the news headlines first. Supreme Court reinstates House of Representatives. More than 1.5 million doses of Johnson & Johnson vaccine arrive in Nepal. UML Standing Committee meeting at 5 p.m. today and lightning strike kills 11 people taking selfies in India. Now the news in detail. The Supreme Court has declared the dissolution of the House of Representatives as unconstitutional. Further, the court has ordered to convene the parliament session by 18th July at 5 p.m. and to appoint Nepali Congress President Sher Bahadur Deuwa as the Prime Minister. The Supreme Court has restored the dissolved parliament for the second time by ruling on a writ petition filed demanding the appointment of Nepali Congress President Sher Bahadur Deuwa as the Prime Minister. The constitutional bench comprising Chief Justice Cholendra Shamsher Jang Bahadur Rana and Justices Deepak Kumar Karki, Meera Khadka, Ishwar Prasad Khatiwada and Ananda Mohan Bhattrai has given the final verdict on the writ petitions today. The U.S. government has handed over more than 1.5 million doses of Johnson & Johnson vaccine against COVID-19 to Nepal today. U.S. Ambassador to Nepal Randy Berry handed over a vaccine to Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli at the Prime Minister's residence in Balwatar. Chinese Ambassador to Nepal Hao Yanxi has said China wants to see Nepal fully vaccinated. Speaking at a virtual press conference, Chinese Ambassador Yanxi said China would provide more vaccines to Nepal in days to come. A report by Kausal Gimire.
Chinese Ambassador to Nepal Hao Yanxi has said China would provide more vaccines to Nepal in days to come to help it fight the second wave of the COVID-19 pandemic. At a virtual conference with the journalist organized by the Chinese embassy today, Ambassador Yanxi said China wanted to see Nepal fully vaccinated, hence it would provide even more vaccines in days ahead as the vaccine production capacity of the Chinese firms improved, saying that China had donated 1.8 million doses of vaccines in aid and Nepal had procured around 4 million doses of vaccines from China. Ambassador Yanxi informed around 10 types of vaccines were developed in China, out of which 2 were approved by the World Health Organization till date.
Actually, in China, we have more than 10 kind of varieties of vaccines. But now there are 2 vaccines have already been approved by the WHO. That one vaccine from the Sinopharm has already been donated to Nepal. I think 1.8 million vaccines had already been donated to Nepal by the grant assistance. And to my knowledge, in the recent days, there will be 4 million vaccines will coming soon to Nepal. And the among them, the first batch has already been arrived at 9th of July. And with the increasing of the capacity of the producing of the vaccines, I think more and more vaccines definitely will be provided to our Nepal friends to help Nepal to build a kind of immune health firewall for the people.
In an address to mark the centenary of the Communist Party of China, CPC, Ambassador Yanxi said the CPC did not only aim at the happiness of the Chinese people, but rather that of the whole humanity. She said this was demonstrated by China's help and assistance to more than 120 countries during the COVID-19 pandemic.
The CPC not only aims to seek happiness for the Chinese people and the rejuvenation for the Chinese nation, but also concerns about people in the whole world and strive for the advancement of the humanity.
Ambassador Yanxi also said that the CPC's longevity was because of its people-first attitude and the adoption of Marxism to China's circumstances.
Firstly, the CPC always upholds the people-centered development philosophy. President Xi emphasized in his speech on the CPC's 100th anniversary that this country is a people. The people are the country.
Stating that Chinese President Xi Jinping had brought forth the Belt and Road Initiative to share China's development and prosperity with other developing countries, Ambassador Yang Xi quoted Chinese President Xi Jinping saying that the Belt and Road Initiative had aimed at solving problems caused by poverty, climate change, exclusive globalization, unilateralism, and selected multilateralism. Kausal Ghimire, Radio Nepal, Kathmandu.
Now the remaining news. A standing committee meeting of the CPN-UML is taking place at 5 p.m. today. The meeting is expected to approve the 10-point agreement reached by the task force on Sunday. Landslide has again disrupted the Narangarh-Mogli road section. According to District Police Office Sitwan, the two-way road traffic has come to a halt since 4:45 this morning after a landslide occurred at Ichhakamana Rural Municipality 6 in Chitwan. A spokesperson of a district police office, Chitwan DSP Surya Bahadur Thapa, said landslide debris is still rolling down off the cliff. He informed efforts are underway to clear off the road and resume traffic operation by today. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. On to some international updates now. A lightning strike killed at least 11 people and injured many more in the northern city of Jaipur on Sunday. The victims were taking selfies in the rain atop watch tower at the 12th century Amir Fort, a popular tourist attraction. Some 27 people were on the tower and the wall of the fort when the incident happened, and some of them reportedly jumped to the ground. The Indian Meteorological Department has said that deaths by lightning strikes have doubled in the country since the 1960s. One of the reasons they cited was the climate crisis. Wildfires are raging in the west of the United States as the region is hit by a heat wave that has brought record temperatures to several areas. Communities have been told to evacuate as firefighters struggle to battle the blaze in the extreme conditions. In California, residents were urged to cut power consumption after interstate power lines were knocked out. Firefighters battling the many wildfires in the region say the air is so dry that much of the water dropped by aircraft to quell the flames evaporates before it reaches the ground. Italy has won the European Championship 2020, defeating England in a penalty shootout in the final match played at the prestigious Wembley Stadium of London on Sunday. Italy won the European Championship for the first time since 1968. There have been scenes of celebrations and happiness across Italy after their football team defeated England 3-2 on penalties. England had defeated West Germany in the World Cup final 4-2 in 1966. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin, but before wrapping up the headlines once again. Supreme Court reinstates House of Representatives. More than 1.5 million doses of Johnson & Johnson vaccine arrive in Nepal. UML Standing Committee meeting at 5 p.m. today and lightning strike kills 11 people taking selfies in India. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin for this hour. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. Please also log on to our website www.online.nepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Till then, stay tuned and have a good day.